makes for depressing reading for people in every parish across this county. The fact is that a range of capital projects, sewage schemes, roads, marine projects, are not going to be delivered. And when you look at it, the manager's pointed out that we've spent about $1.4 billion in the last 16 years in terms of this huge county of Donegal, and we're investing $22 billion into Anglo. It brings it all home.
But in reality, just about specifically today, €30 million the council's looking to borrow. That's only over the next 3 years. Clearly, there's a lot of projects aren't going to go ahead, and clearly the council may not even be able to raise these funds.
Absolutely. It's a very, very serious crisis we have here financially, and not unlike other local authorities. I mean, the facts are that capital investment has been slashed by the government. The approach that they've taken, and this has been clearly outlined by economists, is to bail out particularly Anglo-Irish, which is shocking, and to just freeze all capital investment. And now what's happening is people on the ground will see the impact. And what I want to see is that people know that it's not local councillors that have blocked this, it is actually government.
Yeah, but surely the council has to take some responsibility. You are in control of your own finances. Surely some of this should have been seen coming.
This is the old debate. I mean, we are asked to deliver a wide range of services at local level without the resources. I mean, the fact is that we've got water, roads, housing, planning, massive responsibilities. And what can we do if we're not given the resources? And this is the issue for me.
Yeah, but those massive resources in previous years, someone could argue they misspent the councils in dire straits.
Well, you know, you had $270 million spent in capital in 2007. The fact is that's been slashed. I would actually compliment the county manager, Michael McLoone, in the proactive approach that he took in getting money to the county. But the fact is now there is nothing in that fund from government that we can work with. And the only people we can blame for that is government mismanagement, absolutely clearly.